If a person who has been killed by someone is found lying in the open country, in the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess, and it is not known who struck him, then your elders and your judges shall go out and measure the distance to the cities which are around the one who was killed. And it shall be that the city which is nearest to the person killed, that is, that the elders of that city shall take a heifer of the herd that has not been worked and has not pulled in a yoke. And the elders of that city shall bring the heifer down to a valley with running water, which has not been plowed or sown. And they shall break the heifer's neck there in the valley. Then the priests, the sons of Levi, shall come forward, because the Lord your God has chosen them to serve him and to bless in the name of the Lord. And every dispute and violent crime shall be settled by them. And all the elders of that city which is nearest to the person killed shall wash their hands over the heifer whose neck was broken in the valley. And they shall respond and say, our hands did not shed this blood, nor did our eyes see who did forgive your people Israel, whom you have redeemed, Lord. And do not place the guilt for innocent blood in the midst of your people Israel. And the guilt for bloodshed shall be forgiven them. So you shall remove the guilt for innocent blood from your midst when you do what is right in the eyes of the Lord. When you go out to battle against your enemies, and the Lord your God hands them over to you, and you take them away captive, and you see among the captives a beautiful woman, and are strongly attracted to her, and would take her as a wife for yourself, then you shall bring her into your home, and she shall shave her head and trim her nails. She shall also remove the clothes of her captivity, and shall remain in your house and weep for her father and mother a full month. And after that, you may have relations with her and become her husband, and she shall be your wife. But it shall be, if you are not pleased with her, then you shall let her go wherever she wishes. And you certainly shall not sell her for money. Shall not
firstborn, the son of the unloved wife, by giving him a double portion of everything that he owns. For he was the beginning of his strength. To him belongs the right of the firstborn.
Not obey us, he is thought.